Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz,
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're coming to you tonight from beautiful Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii. And we appreciate you joining us. Every week we come to you, we give you the worst of the worst and the best of the best. And gee whiz, I don't know what else you can expect from the Insight Hour. What do you think, Sherry?
Only the best, most honest, truth-telling news out there.
It's been a pretty interesting week. You know, we had on Friday night, we had Jesse Ventura do a program that we'll talk about tonight. I think it's a historic program. It was on the conspiracy theory program that he does on True TV, and it was on the BP catastrophe, the Gulf oil disaster, and we had advanced some extraordinary research that I think was very compelling. So he made a program out of it, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that tonight. If you're wondering why it is that we're not having Reverend Roxy join us tonight from the Big Island, because we're having some technical difficulties. I'm a little tentative even right now speaking with you, because just moments ago, we were planning to have a live stream broadcast on love528tv.net, and our equipment has failed again. So we're bringing you this program on bbsradio.com on audio only this evening, and we'll try to do our best to get the technical difficulties handled as soon as possible for the live video feed as well. Sherry, how was your week?
An interesting week as well. They did broadcast what we did. They did broadcast what we did back in August when we filmed the conspiracy theory show with Jesse Ventura, a segment of that, and they actually broadcasted it on Friday night. It was a very interesting show, probably nothing that anybody had ever seen on mainstream television. If you haven't seen it, you can actually go to my website, Sherry Kane, that's SHERRIKANE.com. I have it featured on my homepage. And you can click on there and watch that video. It's pretty.
It's a wonderful program. It's really intense. It's history making, and the fact that I've never seen the mainstream media cover a story giving so much intense truth and reality check to the mass of people who typically don't have eyes to see nor ears to hear this kind of truth. So I was not expecting what happened on Friday night.
No, it was. We couldn't believe they actually aired it. It's the first time in history, I believe, on mainstream television that they didn't mention the Rockefellers, but they did reference our article, which speaks about the Rockefellers.
Yeah, it's what we put out. For those of you who don't know, and first of all, before we get into this, let me give thanks to our sponsors. Tonight, it's HealthyWorldStore.com, wonderful folks that have been supporting me through your purchases of books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment, everything that you really need to be on top of the latest in health science and consumer products is at healthyworldstore.com. There's a lot of wonderful products that have to do with 528. There's going to be, we'll talk a little bit about that tonight, but also I'm working on a book which I think will be extraordinary and should revolutionize a lot of the way people think about music and themselves and the world around us. It's coming out, I pray, by February in a PDF format, and then in hardcover by the spring. It's called The Book of 528, and it's subtitled Prosperity with a Love Key. So the key of love. So I'm very excited about it. I've been doing a lot of intense research, and some extraordinary revelations have come out of it that I'll be sharing in that book. So keep your prayers happening that I stay and Sherry stays healthy and happy, and we keep working, which we're doing. And Friday night's film, Friday night's 45-minute episode on True TV was an example of the work that we're doing in the world.
Yes, it is, and I think it's definitely something. Well, let's talk about why they're actually airing a segment like this. Why would they go and air a segment like this? I mean, you've been doing this research for years, Dr. Horowitz, and you know I've been doing it for a while now with you, and I just think that for them to start airing something like this is really telling of really where they're going and what they're what they want to let out to the world.
Yeah, well, for those of you who don't know, who haven't watched it yet, and I would urge everyone to watch it and also to send it around. Not so much that it brings good news or warm fuzzies, but it gives those who are serious investigators into what's happening geopolitically and economically a real check on where we are, a real reality check, because it's shifted. You remember we spoke the last couple of weeks on the Inside Hour about a change that we perceived, and this now is confirmed by this segment, and the change deals with the Illuminati's intent to have us really be so uncomfortable with our government and the corruption and the genocide that we cry out for one world government. And the mainstream media has been abusing us in many ways, but now it's interesting because Sherry and I have gone mainstream, it seems. So all of a sudden now our message is palatable to the masses, thanks to, in this case, Time Warner and to Ted Turner's Broadcasting, Turner Broadcasting, which is a division of Time Warner, and that who controls True TV. Honestly, I was shocked when I saw it. I expected the segment to be far less explicit. I expected Sherry's fine research to be grossly neglected. It was mildly to moderately neglected. But the major 1-2-3 punch of the actual article that we wrote, that, as Sherry mentioned, is on a link at sherrykane.com, it was really powerful. I expected them to make fools out of us some way or another. They didn't. They actually made us look as good as I thought we could look under those circumstances. So, Sherry, what's your feeling about it?
Well, I thought that, the reason why they actually aired it was really what, what I had talked about earlier with you, was that right now the New World Order Illuminati agenda is starting to shift. And what I believe is that they really want people to start to have, in the mainstream, a hatred towards the government. So far, it's just been the Patriot movement, the activist movement, the alternative health movement that's had this, that has taken notice of government corruption. And I believe that they really want the mainstream to hate the government as well now. And so they're really letting it out, I believe. So when everybody starts to hate the government, and they hate, in this case with this segment, the banking system and how it's affiliated with the corrupt government, they're going to all desire a new banking system.
That was the part that they didn't really capture, I think, if you're writing. They didn't really talk about the banking system. They talked about Halliburton. They fingered Halliburton.
But they did talk about the stocks. So that touched on the financial
On the financial manipulations of corporate manipulation.
Yeah, exactly, which touches on the banks.
That's true.
So if you look at the government and the stockholders and the Wall Street, you start to put the banks in there, because where do the banks come from? They come from Wall Street, right?
Right.
It's all starting from Wall Street.
Well, Wall Street is controlled by the banksters, the Rothschild and the Rockefeller United States. Yeah.
And so you have this mainstream television show now that is allowing this kind of information out there, so people really start to pick up a hatred for the government. They pick up a hatred for the banking system, and they crave for something new, like a new world bank, one world bank, and also a new world order, another government system, a one world government. So that's the next segment. With that, we'll remove the Constitution.
Well, that's being whittled down to nothing anyway. That's the point.
But that's what they want to do, is they want to reinvent it, the wheel.
That's exactly what they're doing. And so now the film, what was the name of the segment? It's called the Gulf Oil
Gulf Spill Planned.
Gulf
Oil Spill Planned.
Gulf Oil Spill Planned on True TV.
And it's on. It was on season 2, and it was this. The segment was 7.
segment 7, season 2, if you're looking for it on the internet. And, you know, there's also something else that we've got to talk about is the people that were promoting it. And I was also really surprised because when we tried to get a copy of it up onto Dr. Len Horowitz's YouTube page, we couldn't do it initially. And we found that there was an organization that actually started to promote it. And Sherry, you started to research that. What did you find? Who is that? And what did you find?
Well, they were able to get the full entire episode where we couldn't get it. We didn't have that
episode.
You know,
typically, if you are a person who wants to upload a video segment to YouTube, they give you, it has been over the last few months, 2 gigs. I still believe it's this way. It's the general policy. 2 gig maximum and a 15-minute segment maximum.
Right.
This was a 45-minute segment.
Well,
and who was it that got it up?
Okay, well, the name of the organization was Federal Jack. So I went and I researched the website where it came from, which was federaljack.org. And what I found in the research of federaljack.org is they were located on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., in the FBI building. And so I thought that was very interesting. Here they have full segments, and they are a conspiracy-oriented YouTube page they have. And the whole entire website is really kind of conspiracy-oriented. And their location of where they're registered, the website's registered, is in the FBI building in Washington, D.C., the main headquarters. And the person who they say it's registered under goes by the name of Jack Bauer. And what's really kind of funny about that is that there is a hit TV show called 24, and the character's name is Jack Bauer, and he plays an FBI agent. So when you go to do a Google search on this Jack Bauer without looking up really who the website is registered to.
So the website's actually, this website is called what? Federaljack.com.
.org.
Oh, federaljack.org?
As
though it's an organization.
Yes.
Okay, and it's registered under a man by the name of Jack Bauer?
Jack Bauer, who happens to be a character that is played by Keith Sutherland on a TV show called 24. He plays an FBI agent.
So and the address that they use
is Pennsylvania Avenue. And what's interesting is when you go to Google Jack Bauer FBI, the character from 24 comes up.
Okay, so you've got a cover.
So, exactly. Well, because it looks comical. You have a character.
It looks like
a
comic. But folks, let me just say this. We were not able to put up a 45-minute clip of True TV's television show, but yet this website, federaljack.org, had immediately the entire 45 minutes up as soon as it was aired on Friday night.
So here's what's interesting.
And it's in the FBI building in Washington, D.C. that apparently they're claiming it's originating.
So here's what's really interesting also about this whole incident was that I downloaded the whole segment from Federal Jack's YouTube page of the episode we were on. I downloaded the entire thing. But when you download that episode, it has Federal Jack imprinted all over it. So I went, and just to get things up quickly, I uploaded that to our YouTube page. And there's where I got a message that stated, you have now had your time increased over the minimum of 15 minutes.
Whoa, how about that? We apparently said the right thing. Open Sesame, and then now suddenly we're able to put 45-minute clips, an hour clip, if I wanted to put up a whole movie on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to let us do that.
It was very strange. But then
very strange.
I removed the Federal Jack web YouTube off our website after I was able to take it and put it through a Final Cut Pro program and remove the Federal Jack labeling on it.
Yeah, so
now
it's
a better quality than we had originally put up, which was just a short scene where we were in.
Yeah.
This is a much longer scene with us in it. It has a little longer.
Yeah, so it's been a really interesting week, to say the least.
It's been a really, really interesting week. We're getting a lot of calls and emails. People have their own conspiracy stories that they want to tell.
Oh, man.
Get out
all over. But people are coming out of the woodwork with some hideous, hideous revelations and stories about all sorts of issues.
All kinds of things. I had somebody call and say to me today that he knew somebody who hired the guys that are committing jihad and suicide bombers. And he wanted to go into detail with me on that. So I just took his name and number because that was just one of the many people that had called. But I want to also get to another point of other people that are really contacting us right now, publicists for people that are out there promoting 528 or allegedly promoting 528.
Yeah, this is another revelation that happened.
There's a couple. Their names are John Hutchinson and Nancy Lazarin, and they claim to be in Louisiana using 528 among other solfeggio frequencies to clear the waters, and they claim that it's clearing the waters. Well, that's really, really great.
It was great. I was so thrilled to hear it, and I got probably a half a dozen people that sent me their initial press release that stated that explicit thing, well, that we then did an article. And we sent it out. For those of you who are not on our mailing list, please do so by going to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com, I mentioned, is our sponsor, main sponsor. And please go there and sign up for the Healthy World message and the Healthy World newsletter, because you get then the latest news as it's coming off of our laptops. And in this case, we about 6-8 weeks ago, sent out a notice that we had posted an article on i528tunes.com in the press section, press release, heralding their research.
Right.
So I was convinced.
I was thrilled.
Yeah, I was saying wonderful because, you know, frankly, folks, I've got to tell you this. You know, I don't even own 528.com. You know, I missed that opportunity. I should have taken it years ago when we first started to realize what 528 is as the love frequency, is the reason the botanical world is green. It's the intelligent design in a blade of grass. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. And it's the basis for the structuring of our entire universe. And I'm telling you, you'll see these revelations that come out of my latest work. And I've already posted a lot of it on the internet. But there's people all over the world now who are using that revelation that I've basically advanced.
Okay, so I wanted to get to the point of what happened. So they have people contacting us stating, oh, will you help us promote the work of these two? Apparently he's a scientist and that's his girlfriend. And I said, well, basically I will. You know, that sounds good. So I contacted the woman, Nancy, and I did a short interview with her by telephone. And she had no knowledge of any of the history of 528, and she didn't even know who you were. And she didn't care who you were. Her whole agenda was, how are you going to make us famous? And it was very ego-driven. And so I quickly got my intuitiveness, my intuitive flags raised up. And I said, oh, well, there's something wrong with this picture. And so that was the first inkling I got that there was something wrong. And then I got contacted again by somebody on her mailing list who said, please help us promote these two. We saw you on Conspiracy Theory. This is, you know, we really need your help. And so I responded by telling her my feelings on my interview with Nancy. And I felt that if she was going to be interviewed, that she needed to have more knowledge about 528. And even though the work they were doing was great, she had never heard of your healing codes for the biological apocalypse. She wasn't even aware of Emoto, Dr. Masaru Emoto's work.
Yeah, that's stunning. I don't know where she's been hiding.
Well, I mean, I think her boyfriend, John, mentioned that he might have been, but I didn't speak with him. I spoke with her. And I just, you know, got this feeling that these people weren't really
on the level.
They weren't on the level, and that they were really being used as a couple of idiots.
To discredit 528.
To discredit 528. I started to believe that they weren't even doing the research they claimed to be doing. And
that's disgustingly disappointing.
And then I told you about it, but then you still didn't believe me.
No. See, you know what? I've got to tell you, folks. I'm going to be real frank and share something personally with you. I'm not a good judge of human character. I do a lot of great research, and I get a lot of wonderful revelations. We're all gifted in some certain ways, and we're absent in others. And my gift is not personal discernment. Sherry has a very amazing knack. In fact, I've never met a person who's a greater political analyst in terms of, you know, kind of like an intuitive, a psychosocial political intuitive. She could kind of like zoom in on people where they're coming from and discern that very, very rapidly. And that's one of her special gifts. I lacked that. And this was a case that I really got suckered in by John Hutchinson and this woman, Nancy, in supporting them with what they're allegedly doing in the Gulf.
And so Nancy responded to my response to the friend that was saying, please help us promote them. And she said, well, you never even mentioned anything about our work. You've never even promoted our work. And I said, yes,
that's not even
we
true.
Have. And so I sent her the link to the article that we had written. And she responded by insulting my journalism. It was our journalism, but she thought it was just my journalism.
Oh, I never received in the last several months such a hideous response to something.
She said, how dare you? She didn't like it. She said, it has to be about John. It can't be about anybody else but his work.
And then you were angry with me, or she was angry that I wouldn't drop everything on my plate and come rushing down to the Gulf to be his assistant.
And then she said that, oh, well, maybe he can help you. He'll teach you how to turn a dial. And he started using scientific language, like trying to insult
me. It was an attempt to insult me. And it's at that point when I realized I've been had. So we're all engaged in being had by the global industrialists and the agent provocateurs who are pulling the wool over our eyes in so many different ways. But how disappointing that is. And I want you to know that when this next work of mine comes out, anybody that has any question about 528 is going to wish they had never, ever come up against it or said any bad things about yours truly. I pray and I ask for your prayers out there that I stay healthy and well long enough to finish this work, because it's extremely monumental. I really appreciate that and those prayers, folks.
Yeah, it's really important that, you know, we're able to discern really, you know, people that are really out there to support 528 and people that are out there to discredit it. And even those that seem like they're supporting it, that's the way the COINTELPRO agent provocateurs work. And these people, they were relentless with their harassing emails. I mean, I got so many emails from this couple constantly harassed. I should place them on my website.
I think you should. I really recommend
it. It was just, and I will put them on my website under latest threats and harassments. People need to see who these people are.
That's what they're intending to do. And when a couple months ago I was set up for being murdered with this plot that we exposed, thank God, in adequate time, after Edward Harley was murdered. And the assassination plot against Harley involved an assassination plot against me. And I was in fact framed by Benjamin Fulford and Greg Zemanski here, friends of Timothy Patrick White and Dr. Truot, in a conspiracy that they had arranged, alleging that I was a Knight of Malta, which I'm not. And the reality is that when that was coming down, you know, I had let Zemanski go too. I mean, I'm kind of like dumb in that way. I mean, I really don't believe that people are so ignorant and so evil as to manipulate the truth for a financial and or political gain.
But you're fighting a spiritual battle, Dr. Harley.
I do understand that.
When you're fighting a spiritual battle, there's going to be the enemies that are going to come up against you as well. We hope that they can be healed, and we're praying that they can, because I believe everybody can. I mean, I'm praying that everybody can. You wonder about the people out there molesting little children. I don't sometimes believe there's any hope for them. That's just my personal opinion. But I think that, you know, it's really great to have that discernment, because with this kind of work that you're doing, it's sensitive, because people are all on the fence with their own spirituality. It's not a mainstream thing yet. It's really, being spiritual is not about just going to church every Sunday and then just going the rest of the week and being a horrible person. That's not a spiritual person. That's somebody who feels guilty about what they did all week and then goes to a church. Hopefully they can get away with being the same evil, angry person they were next week. And so that's what going to church is about. This is not about that church or synagogue or wherever you go for your your Sunday or Friday services or Saturday services.
Yeah, come out of her, my people, lest you be affected by her hypocrisy.
This is really about getting to the heart of it, of who we truly are as a race of humans, and that we are all connected to the same, to one, whatever you want to call your creator. We don't judge anybody. They should not judge you. They should not judge me on who we choose to call our creator. We all have our own beliefs on who we call our God and who we pray to every day. And realizing that there is one, that we come from one, we're all spiritual beings, and that this shell of a body that we live in, this flesh, is really just temporary, that there is more. And once that's really realized, because people say they know that or they believe it, but it's not really realized because we're all living in a material world, and we're all, and I'm a victim of it as well.
Deceived by all the media and what the lies that people generate.
We all are. And so we've got to constantly remind ourselves, this is just a temporary shell. When I have like these intuitive hits about meeting people and building relationships with people, it's something that comes from an energy or a source that I don't look at the person and say, oh, this is a bad person. It's something that's coming from within them. Because what you see on the outer shell is not what's inside. A lot of times it can reflect what's inside. Like if somebody looks really bitter, then they may be really bitter. And so because it shows up, it comes out of your pores that way. But that's not really where you find, you know, a person's heart and where their heart is. It's another energy. It's another vibration. It's another frequency. And it's also a voice. We all have those voices in our head that say, this is a go. This is a no-go. Beware. Be careful. You know, stand off a little bit. Don't jump into this right away. And be more aloof. And there's these instances we get, but we don't follow them. It's not that we don't have that ability. We all have that ability to tap into that. It's that we don't listen to that voice inside of us that tells us which direction to go and really how to really discern a situation. And so that's where I get my knowledge from. It doesn't come from me. It really comes from the creator. It comes from the spirit world, all of it. And we all have that ability to go there.
How would you recommend? I'm sure that this is a subject that everyone is really interested in, because we all are dealing with the same thing, and at a time in history where there's a spiritual renaissance, and we need these kinds of discernments, these enhanced capacities to be able to discern who's just, who is evil. How would you recommend for the listeners of the Insight Hour to practice or prepare and hone their skills?
Do it with an open heart. It's all coming from the heart. And you can always tell if somebody's heart's in the right place. It's something that can come to you so easily. What is their agenda? Everybody has an agenda, but is the agenda for the greater good, or is the agenda to walk over somebody or to harm somebody? Just look at what their agenda is. You can really tell by just feeling your heart, listening to your own.
But what
heart
happens if it's like a business meeting, or you're meeting with someone to discuss a certain subject where that may not be, you know, part of the conversation?
Well,
how do you do it?
It goes
then
with the handshake. I've told you about the handshake.
I'll tell everyone who's listening.
The handshake is really, really important. A loose, and this is just common, and like a lot of people in the business world, they know this, especially people in Europe and overseas and parts of Asia where they don't really worry too much about these contracts that we Americans deal with, not trusting each other, but having to write everything down on paper to trust each other that way, where you have other kind of contracts where they do it with a handshake. And the way that handshake goes is how the business relationship goes.
You mean if it's a firm handshake?
It's got to be a strong, firm handshake. You got to get right in there and you have to shake. Anything with a loose handshake, a little iffy handshake, means either the person is going to be a weak link, they're not going to stick with it, they're going to give up, or they're going to deceive you. There's a lot of indications of that handshake, and it's something that I believe probably people have written books on.
Yeah, I think they have.
It's very, very important.
Okay, so but that's not the heart. How do you do the heart?
Well, that is part of the heart, because that gives you an indication of the person. It's part of communion in a way. Handshake is a part of communion.
That's true.
There's, you know, just listening to the person, seeing how much they're interested in what you're talking about, what the project is, what was their research, how did they know, where's their passion. You can feel a person's passion for something. You can feel whether the person's passion is in the right place. It depends on what the subject is. If it's a, you know, you want to go into partners with somebody for a product that you want to bring to market, and the person, you know, doesn't really have that much interest in the product. They just want, you know, they want you to put out all the initial financing, and it's, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll help you. But they don't really know anything about the product. They haven't studied it. They don't know why they want to put that product on the market. They don't know how it's going to help people if they do that. And any kind of relationships that I develop with people are types of people that really want to do a greater good. They want to help people. There's something that they have, this urge, this drive. There's something that say, you know, my purpose in life is to help others. If I can't fulfill that purpose, then life isn't even worth living. I mean, that's as deep as my passion in the world goes. So I think I look for other people to develop relationships with in the same way, that they need to be on the same page as me in that way. Because if we're just, you know, kind of money driven, I can't relate to that.
Well, I can't either. It's a concept that violates the basic matrix of society. I mean, the reality is that we are involved in the social arena where it's the fabric of society is to perform some meaningful service. And it's the love and the service to the creator and humanity that drives all of my work. I can relate to that. But there are people who really are not that way. There's some people who are. I'm sure that most of the Inside Hour listeners can appreciate that, you know, the regulars who feel the same way.
But, because they're really not in touch with who they are, and they're not real.
But is that the truth?
They're not real. It's a face they show the world. It's not the face of who they are. It's not really who they are.
Yeah, so they've taken on a facade.
An alter ego.
Like a sub-personality is expressing in their real lives.
Yeah. And we have a friend who, her name is Satiba, and she's a really amazing destiny card reader. And she actually has gone into detail about relationships with people that I have witnessed, without even knowing about it, I've witnessed why, you know, certain people that I connect with are, you know, all have certain things in common, and other people not so much. And so it was great to listen to her research and figure out how it all connected. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But
it is. It's totally fascinating.
It's really, really
deals
really
with the musical mathematics of what we're made of, really, and this concept of there being a destiny. Well, she was, you know, it's kind of, as a researcher, you think about the fact that physicists can predetermine where a planet is going to be. Of course, you've got the weather people predicting pretty poorly what the weather is going to be, but in terms of the astronomical phenomenon, they predict pretty well. And if a planet is in a certain orbit, and you know that orbit, and you then can calculate the mathematics, you know pretty much the effect that it's going to have on the tides, let's say, it's the moon. And there's a destiny that you can predict the full moon is going to have a lunar tide, and we're 80% water. So the concept of there being this mathematically or musical mathematical matrix that really can create a mass movement in a certain direction to fulfill a certain destiny at a certain time, applied to human beings, it's a fascinating subject.
It is. It's really, and it really can help you apply that to your interpersonal relationships with people, because that's the hardest thing to build up is those interpersonal relationships. I mean, these are relationships that you have in a workplace. It's relationships you have with your significant other and your siblings and your spouse and your business partner and your children. I mean, these are all relationships, interpersonal relationships, most important ones. And why certain people do you connect with and click with? I mean, you cannot blame yourself that you didn't get along with your mother, or your mother didn't get along with you.
And isn't that the case so often where you know, you're born into a family and you don't quite fit in a lot of cases?
Yeah, it's because usually this is actually, there's people that believe this, which is definitely a theory that I can go with.
that it happened before they were born, that they made this choice to be born out of a mother that was their enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, when their mother made the choice to have a daughter that was their enemy. I mean, it's just...
And it goes into the spiritual context. If the Creator knows you before you're born and knows you after you die, what does that say about who's being known?
It's a lesson we learned through cycles of life. We come back again to learn another lesson. Each time we come back, some of us are new, and some of us are older spirits that have been here longer. We just jump. We go through these outer shells and we travel. And sometimes I believe there's a point we get to where we don't have to go into these flesh shells any longer. We can go into, we can stay in the spirit world. And I believe that's the best place to be.
I think that's exactly what Jesus was talking about. You know, it's like the letting go of the physical shell, having the faith to be able to walk on water as a Holy Spirit-filled being in divine communion 100% of the time.
Yeah.
That's the optimal life, where you can bring heaven to earth in your Holy Spirit-filled temple and manifest the miracles and the magnificence, touching people, having them heal, you know, speaking and having it have a wonderful, uplifting blessing.
It's really, really important that you actually get in touch with that, and you don't hit yourself too hard for not, you know, getting along with certain people or things don't work out for a certain reason. I mean, there's a plan, and there's a plan for all of us, and we're not on our time. I always say that we're on Creator's time.
We're on Creator's time. So, interesting that now, you know, I'm sitting here tonight, and I'm sure you could tell there's a different energy tonight about this broadcast, not simply because we had the technical difficulties. But there's a change that happened. It happened Friday night for us. We were leading up to it by talking about Glenn Beck banging the New World Order elite and then Geraldo Rivera actually covering a 9/11 segment. And last week and the week before on the Inside Hour, when we were reporting on that, we were saying there's a shift in mainstream media that's taking us now into this higher level of really coming to terms with the genocide, the way that we the people are being killed. And now here on Friday night, it was so powerfully delivered by Jesse Ventura and the producers of Conspiracy Theory that this is happening. Here's the evidence. Look at it. You are being taken out. This is a depopulation agenda. And we the people, what is the fundamental relationships? What's most important? It has us now looking at what are the most important values in our lives. And this thing that troubles me most is my own ignorance about discerning who's a snake in the grass versus who's a type of loving human being. And I think that's where I'm at, folks. I'm sure many of you out there share the same feeling.
Yeah, and the most important thing is we need to pray for these people. We need to pray that, you know, that this is just a temporary time for them, that they will wake up to another reality, which is, you know, opening up their hearts, because it's all about their heart. They haven't opened up their hearts, and that's why it's like this. It's only coming from closed hearts, because when you open it, you feel love. If you've never been loved or you can't feel any love, it's because your heart is closed. And that's where it all comes from, because once you feel love, it's hard to deceive people. It's hard to hurt people. Once you can understand the power of love, you can feel love, it's so hard to get to a point where you want to hurt anybody, because love overcomes everything. It envelopes you. It surrounds you. When you open up your heart, you totally can change. And that's where these people aren't there yet. They're living in a
they're shells of the. Yeah. It's like the shadows. It's talked about.
Alter ego of who they are. They're not really who they are. And if they really showed their true self and became their vulnerable self and let the world see them, the inside of them. And I'm not saying that everybody's all good in the inside. I can't tell you that. I've heard stories of little children that were born really evil, you know. And I've told you about that before, but. I can't really say that. I think that, yes, that people can be possessed. I believe that sometimes we open up certain doorways that lets evil come in to our lives, and then it encompasses our being, and that's who takes us over. We have no idea that we're doing these
it's
things.
It's like a false identity, a false evil identity.
It is.
That's blocking a heart of a human being, actually a superhuman being.
And that's why I love 528 so much, because to me that's the ultimate power of healing the world. That's that just, if everybody can just focus on 528.
Yeah, what Sherry's referring to, if you've not known or not visited us before on the Inside Hour, go to i528tunes.com. i528tunes.com is a music transposition website, and you'll realize that that feeling that you've had that the modern music is nerve-wracking and stressful, you're going to find that if you read a couple articles that we posted on that website, you'll learn why the tuning is in irrational dissonance. That's part of what the research I'm doing right now, advancing further into the subject of how A440 standard tuning in music, which is all the Western world's institutionalized thanks to the Rockefellers in the war research done on acoustics to try to determine what is the most stressful of all the frequencies that we could be tuning our music to, and it happens to be A440 standard tuning. And that is like putting fluoride in the drinking water or mercury in the vaccinations. It's kind of like they figured out the best way to musically murder us, and that is the standard tuning that most people are listening to. Well, we've advanced 528, which is that key that opens the heart that Sherry, you're talking about.
Yeah.
That the capacity, and I'm sure every single one of you listening out there, you've had, like every single one of us, traumas. You've been beaten, you've been abused, you were told when you were little that you were stupid or you were ugly or you were fat and you couldn't speak in front of people and you got nervous and you can't sing and you can't do this and you're this or that. And you take that on and it blocks your heart.
We carry it from our childhood, and sometimes, you know, people believe before you were even born.
Yeah.
So I know Dianetics had done research on that.
You're not a fan of Scientology.
I'm a definite anti-Scientologist, that's for sure.
There's elements. L. Ron Hubbard actually, you know, wasn't the originator of that whole behavioral themes. There are many people that looked into what's called neuroticisms and neurotic patterns, whereby a trauma that involves these elements: number one, pain; number two, fear; and number three, threats to survival. Pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival cause the ego mechanism that's in your brain, that's in the pineal gland area, it's like the third eye chakra area, to go on, turn on like a recorder that records in the memory all of the factors, all of the cues, that what was said to you, what was done to you, what you said, what you did, the smells in the room, the sounds in the room. That's why you can hear a song that was back 20, 30 years ago, and suddenly you'll have the same images, a flood of memories and feelings that remind you of that. That's what is called the ego mechanism, and it's tied to these pains and fears and losses and traumas, and it literally then puts you in your head instead of your heart. Now, we're coming to an age now where it's required to get out of our heads and open our hearts. We've got to do that in order to come together and actually take the next great step in spiritual evolution and this whole spiritual renaissance, and even the cosmology, the music, the math, these revelations are all part of the opportunity that every single one of us has to begin a new life every moment.
We have a few minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, this is the toll-free number, 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. We have time for one or two questions.
Maybe one call. Yeah. So, Sherry, again, is there anything else that, you know, your average, you can give as a tip to an average person out there who wants to really open their hearts and have this intuitive connection with people to better discern a loving person versus an evil person?
Well, as I said before, it goes with your initial feelings. You get the feeling right away.
You get an immediate intuitive hit.
You get it right away, and sometimes we don't. We choose not to see it. We go into denial.
Because we have our own agendas.
We have our own agendas, whatever. The person's beautiful, the person's rich, or the person has... you know, a great opportunity for us, or there's so many, or they present themselves with a great opportunity. There's so many ways that we get approached by different people through our life. And, you know, it's great to build relationships with people, but get a feeling for the initial hit that you get. Learn how to trust it. And don't go into anything very quickly, especially if you get that hit that's not, that says, hey, you know, this isn't so good.
Okay, so folks, that's a real big blessing for tonight's show. This was not rehearsed, as I'm sure you can appreciate. We didn't plan to do this show tonight. This is what's happening. We typically do that every week. We come to you, whatever's happening, here it is. The blessing for tonight is that initial hit that you get when you connect with people for whatever purpose. Listen for it. Heed it.
And
it's really important.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with the person's outer shell. So don't, I mean, you might judge them for certain things and the way they look or the way they dress. No, it comes from something else. It's another hit. It comes when, usually when they start talking, when you meet that person for the first time and they talk to you, talk to them for a few minutes, talk to them for as long as you need to, until you, it'll come to you. I can promise you, you'll get it. And just listen to it. It's an inner voice. And that inner voice is your angels. They are your guardian angels. And
hallelujah, boy. Praise God for the angels. Angels
we all
of protection
have
and direction.
We all have those guardian angels. You know, whether they be.
Do you think everybody has guardian
angels?
Oh,
yeah, because we all have loved ones that we lost that crossed over. I mean, I believe most of the time those are our guardian angels. And also you may have picked up angels along the way.
You have had your grandmother come as a deceased angel, haven't you?
I've had her come. My grandmother actually was very intuitive. She had a lot of psychic powers, and she was able to just be. She would get a vibe right away. She didn't speak very much English, and she just would get a vibe right away. She would say, oh, no, you know, and she would just say it to their face, and I would be so upset. I'm like, Grandma, you can't, no, well, you know. And she's like, no, these people, this person's a thief, or this person is going to deceive you. I mean, she would say it right to them. And I would never want to listen to my grandmother. I would say, no, Grandma, they're my friend. And
That brings up this other issue. I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of us, I guess all of us, have to learn the hard way in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning. It's the school of hard knocks that bring us, you know, the benefits. Like we're dealing right now with the world caving in, the economy going down. It's the school of hard knocks that's teaching us a lesson of what we want versus what we don't want. I think we've got a caller on the Inside Hour. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, I'm Kathy Cook. How are you?
Good, Kathy. Welcome to the Insight Hour. What brings you?
Well, thank you. It's a great show. I'm enjoying you, Sherry and Dr. Lynn. I wanted to comment on the handshake. My dad was a very strong businessman, and he said to always, when you are making a deal, the person that's making the deal say that I am making a deal with you, then I would bring my hand towards the person, which would be you, then back to me, and then do a simple circle. But it's so brief, you don't even realize it. It's a quickie. You know, you don't have to bring it all the way in and all the way back. It's just that's the circle that you make the bond. And you look them in the eye, and you tap them on the shoulder if it's very genuine.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know why I'm really impressed with that, because my research today for the new book of 5 to 8 deals with the circles and like the perfect circle of sound. And that really has a sacredness to the geometry, just like the entire universe is kind of like revolving, you know, in a circular form. And that's the mathematics of creation. So it's fascinating that your dad would bring that in.
I was
just sitting there listening. I was like, "Dadgum, Daddy." He passed away in 2005, but pulled that in as something he taught me as a young child, and I'm 55.
So. Yeah, I mean, he's so right. And looking the person in the eye, that's so important, that making that direct eye contact with business, especially, you know, in business or anything else, that's a trust thing that shows if somebody can look you in the eye.
Well, you also have to put your hand on their shoulder or arm to seal it, because you're in the center of the handshake and the other arm being on the shoulder or arm.
Yeah, I love that. That's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing
you.
That. You're so welcome, and thank you so much.
I'm home with Bridging Wisdom. I have a show right before yours, Bridging Wisdom. So we bring some wisdom here together.
Wonderful, Kathy. Thanks for calling in and joining us.
Thank you. I love your shows.
Oh, you're a doll. Thanks so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye. So that's great, folks. Now you have another great host to listen on BBS Radio. There's a lot of great entertainment here as well as education on bbsradio.com. You know, what this brought up for me, Kathy, when you were sharing this, my question, how many of you out there know of the standard greeting? It's not a handshake that the Kanaka Moli, which is the native Hawaiians, they're not called Hawaiians, they're really called Kanaka Moli. And these folks have a very, very powerful, special, loving greeting. They literally, and I mentioned this, I think, about a month or so ago, they look each other straight in the eye, and they bring their faces together. Their noses touch, and they're still looking at each other in the light that emanates out of each other's eyes. And they connect light to light, and they take in a deep breath through their noses. And that's how they then greet each other. And then, of course, you know, they'll handshake or they'll kiss after that and hug each other. But that's an amazing, very wise, totally deep connecting.
It's like Eskimos do that, like the Eskimo kiss. It's almost like it's nose to nose.
It's fascinating.
And it's really great
totally
because you're breathing their breath. You're breathing their breath, energy.
Because the life, you know, the prana, the, you know, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh means, Yehovah literally means to breathe is to exist. So this breath that contains the energy of sustenance, of life, is brought in, and they actually call, you know, this is, again, part of the racism, and we have it in Hawaii. You know, there's racism everywhere, but the Haoles, they're called Haoles here, where the natives look at and call the whites that come in from the mainland Haoles, and it means, literally translated from Hawaiian, it means breathless ones, breathless. So it's interesting that they don't trust the Haoles, and unfortunately there was the religious Haoles that came in that so decimated the culture and created the genocide here in Hawaii. And you can appreciate it and understand why they would feel that way after now there only being about 8,000 Hawaiians left on all of the Hawaiian islands, down from close to a million.
And they're such a beautiful people. They are such a beautiful people. I mean, I just love the Kanaka Moli people.
Oh, yeah, you're going to put up a segment from Auntie Emily Neoli on YouTube in the coming week or two, that Emily has come out very, very in opposition to vaccinations.
And she's going to have her own show.
That's wonderful,
yeah. We have people that want to produce her own show. I mean, you see her, she's a true star. She really is.
She's a character.
There's nobody like her. She has this huge presence. It's unbelievable when you meet her. And you'll see in the video that she's just this larger-than-life, beautiful presence. It's just great, you know.
What else are you working on? How about that Jeremy Bronner segment? Sherry, tell folks what you're working on with Jeremy Bronner.
Well, Jeremy Bronner is a scientist that actually is giving you some research on what he found on 528 and you're applying it to some of your work
right now. The man is a genius.
Yeah,
he's dealing with all sorts of aspects of sacred geometry, musical mathematics, and harmony. And he's really helped me a lot. You'll read about him, his work, in the forthcoming book, also the book of 528. So, you know, we're getting down to a couple minutes left. Let me give thanks again to our sponsor. Folks listening, if you enjoyed tonight's program and you want to do yourself a favor and you want to bless us and help us, support us, keep us on the air, keep us doing the work that we're doing, go to healthyworldstore.com and healthyworldaffiliates.com. Healthyworldaffiliates.com is this cooperative that we have put together that we're bringing you the best of the store's products and making you partners. Sherry, maybe you can share a little bit.
It's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. You get your own website URL, which is a clone of our website, and we give you a banner, which is on the website. It's completely free. You never have to buy anything. And you just put the banner on your personal website, connected to the URL that we give you. Anybody that clicks on it, you get rebate checks, you get referral fees for people purchasing
up to 40% on five levels. So it's really like you're major partners with us, which is why we set it up that way, so it can sustain you not just physically and with your health, but also financially. Because we all need to have support, we all need sustenance, and if we want to ever have an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization, we need an organization. That means as many of our family, extended family, and friends as possible.
And also let me just let everybody know that when we talk about any of the products, we talk about any of these websites, we do that because these are our sponsors. Any program that you watch on television or on the radio, they all have their sponsors. Fortunately for them, a lot of them are big car commercials. Unfortunately, most of them are big pharma supporting the
big pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Yeah.
So with us, we have our alternative products that can be life savings to people where they can get them off of pharmaceuticals. So it, you know, it works. It works both ways.
You want to save some lives,
but it also helps sponsor us for the work that we're doing, because we don't have mommy and daddy out there supporting us. We really do this all on our own. So that's one thing. If you guys love the work we do and you want to keep us going, the best way to do it is support us by, you know, becoming an affiliate and helping promote the affiliate program. Or if you just want to be a customer, going to healthyworldstore.com, becoming a customer. Or
there's a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
And that's for Healthy World Store. If you want to become an affiliate, you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and you would do that online. Also,
very simple. 2 minutes and you'll get a $10,000 value website.
Yes. And also we have another site called 528records.com or i528tunes.com.
And then the more music you transpose and play in the world, because the atmosphere is full of water, it's hydrated, that energy is going to go out like a pebble in a pond. It'll radiate out the 528 loving frequency that's opening people's hearts worldwide. You will be part of it, not only blessed with it yourself, there instantly.
Yeah,
but also you'll be doing your share for getting the energy out for the spirituality and the spiritual renaissance.
We also are going to be creating a 528 mall. It's going to be like a whole assortment of 528 products that people can
appearances. We got about half a minute. Here, appearances.
Okay. February, Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo.
Yeah, contact Conscious Life Expo people. Tell them Horowitz still doesn't have his schedule. How come? they booked me and they told me that I'm coming and they're not giving me my time schedule yet.
And you're going to be screening our film Pharma Whores, which is a movie, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it. PharmaWhores.com, PharmaWhores.com, PharmaWhores.com. That movie is going to be screened at the Conscious Life Expo's Film Festival.
On Saturday night.
On that Saturday night.
What time?
It's going to be at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Do you know the location?
I believe that's February 12th.
Look at the Saturday night of the February 12th weekend.
Right.
And then where's the location?
It's going to be at the Los Angeles Hilton at the airport in Los Angeles.
So there you go. We'll be there with Pharma Whores. We'll answer your questions. If you haven't seen it yet, go to PharmaWhores.com. Get yourself a copy, either the bleeped version. If you don't like Penn Jillette's foul mouth, get the bleeped version. If you don't mind, you want the whole thing uncut, get the regular version of Pharma Whores. And then share it with as many people as you can. It will wake a lot of people up.
Well, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We'll be back again next week, God willing, at the same time. And that is at 7 p.m. Hawaii time. That's 9 p.m. California time, Pacific time, and it's midnight on the East Coast. So stay tuned for us next week. Thank you so much for your support, and God bless you all.
Love you. Bye for now.